Hello, my name is Latoya and I'm calling back from customer support. How can I assist you on today?
Jackson, you hear me all right?
Yes, sir.
All right. My name is John Meyerhoff. I'm calling from Conneaut Lake, Pennsylvania. An entry appeared on my bank account for $67.32, and I have since found out that it was sent to extend you people. I don't know what this expenditure was for. I did not authorize it, or would like to have it rescinded. I'd like an explanation as to how you got $67.32 from me.
Okay, sir. Well, I definitely understand you got some charges on your account. Can you give me your zip code so I can generate your account and see what's going on?
16316.
16316.
Correct.
Thank you for that information. Give me just a moment. All right, let's see. Is it in your name or could it be in your wife's name?
I would assume that it's in my name since it came in on my checking account.
Okay, so what's that first and last name again? I'm sorry, last name, John, and last name?
Meyerhoff, Meyerhoff.
Meyerhoff, okay. So that's not you. Okay, let's see. Let's input your phone number. Give me just a minute. I'm just trying to locate your account.
First of all, what is Extend?
Well, if it's one of our products, it's probably either a male enhancement or it could be some type of dietary supplement. Not exactly sure. I got to get your account open so I can see what it is that was ordered or sent out to you.
All right.
Okay, Meyerhoff. All right, and verify that address for security purposes.
11056 Mohawk Drive Extension, Conneaut Lake, Pennsylvania.
All right, thank you so much.
11056.
Just give me a second to get the system pulled up. I've generated your account information, so just give me just a moment. System's running a little slow today.
I'm sorry?
System's running a little slow today.
All right.
Maybe
Yeah,
it
I've been
wants to
on
be off on Friday too.
the phone for over a half hour trying to get you.
Yes, sir. Okay, so it looks like the initiation of this first one, what happened was that Stealth Elite drone that you received that?
Oh,
Okay, so
yeah.
what that was a this is was a trial. You have a amount of time to go ahead and see if you like it. If you like it, you keep it, you sign up for this is the gift that you get, and you sign up for the membership after you get the gift, which ends up being the $67.32, where you get a gift certificate for $125 each month as this is being billed to go on our gadget store. So that's more than likely where you got that when you said that this extend or elite, that's what that is. So you would be able to go online to our discount gadget store to use that gift card. Have you received a gift card in your email?
No, I've received nothing. I understand this is generated by a helicopter for $9.95.
Yes, sir.
That only is a scam, as far as I'm concerned. When it stopped right now, I did not receive a helicopter. I did not receive any kind of mail. I have received nothing.
Okay. All right. So let me see what I do with the pen. So you did not receive this drone, correct?
I received nothing.
Okay. Hang on tight. Let me go in and see what happened with that. Let's see. Okay, so it actually that drone that you hadn't received is in transit. Is expected to be delivered by tomorrow by 8 p.m. So you will receive that. Okay.
Yeah, well, the rest of this crap, I want it canceled.
Okay, I can go ahead and cancel that, and you won't receive any other charges.
Just cancel everything.
Okay. I'll go ahead and do that. Give me just a moment.
Now, can you tell me again that long line of things that are supposed to be attached to this helicopter?
Okay, so with the helicopter, that's like a welcoming gift. So you received that. You paid the $7.97 for the shipping and handling. And what that does is you get a charge every month of the $67.32 and you receive a $125 gift card to use at our Best Consumer Gadget Store. And it's an online website store that has discount gadgets. That's why I asked had you received an email for that.
Is this through your company?
Well, we're a third-party service center, so we service calls from all of the multiple companies.
Okay, this is a scam. I realize that you're not involved in a scam, but this is a scam, and I want it stopped right now.
Okay, sir. I've got you. Let's go ahead.
And I want my money returned to $67.32.
All right. Well, sir, unfortunately, that is a valid charge that actually is tied to that when you agreed to the terms and conditions when you paid the $7.97. If you didn't cancel within the allotted time, then you actually get enrolled into the membership. So that is a valid charge.
All right. I want that stopped, too. And I have put a stop on the $67 to the bank. The bank card is now frozen and that expense is honored.
Okay, so what I can do, I can offer you 35% of that $67.32 back, because if you go ahead and dispute it with your bank, they're going to contact us for verification of their privacy terms and conditions. And since that is a valid charge, you're not going to receive any of your money back.
What? Say that again.
So if you dispute it with your bank, the $67.32, that's a valid charge, and due to our terms and conditions, that's a valid charge, and you won't receive any of the money back. But what I can do is offer you 35% of that money back.
No, don't do that, because I'm going to block this through the bank. It will be blocked. I want you to cancel all this program. Can you do that?
Yes, sir. I've already done that, and I have a confirmation for you.
Give me a confirmation number.
Okay. It is C as in cat, 262-657-752. Again, that C as in cat,
262-657-752. Thank you.
You're welcome. Is there anything else I can assist you with on today, sir?
You may make note, I have instructed the bank, and they have accepted that my card is now frozen and this charge will not be honored.
Okay, sir. Okay, I definitely understand. Is there anything else? I'm sorry.
It's not a matter of wanting my money back. The money is now in dispute with the bank, and the bank will block it.
I mean, you have every right to dispute the charge, sir. I mean, we're not denying that you can dispute the charge. However, that was a valid charge. And if they go ahead and dispute it and send it to us, we're going to give them the information of our terms and conditions, and it's valid.
Well,
unless it's fraud, unless someone else used your card to order this. Now, if it's fraud, then they will be refunded to you if they find out that the investigation that is fraud.
Obviously, this is fraud, so I'm going to continue. What was going?
Okay, sir. Was there anything else I can assist you with on today?
Can't think of anything. Thank you.
Appreciate it. Wonderful day, and thank you so much for calling customer support.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Might have called. I don't think so, honey.
Ray, this is to Sean Meyerhoff. We cut off the S of Sean. But this is a helicopter from you. I mentioned it to Annie, and this is not nice to laugh at people.
Sir, is there anything else I can assist you with on today? Hello, sir?
Yes.
Is there anything else I can help you with? Okay.
No, I don't think so. I just want to make sure that this whole thing is canceled, that's all.
Yes, sir. Definitely has been done. It's all in your, it's going to be in your, that confirmation I gave you is to confirm that it has been canceled.
Thank you very much. Goodbye.
Yes, sir. Bye-bye.